This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for joining us. Hope you're having a great day. General at your service. There's Broadus. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over here. Master Control, 75 and Fitzhugh. Woolchuck's in the house. Chiafalo is on morning show duty, so he'll be back before too long. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video, and along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Everybody doing good? You excited about Rangers win? Mavs press conference? There's football talking going on. We're going to hear from Dak here in just a second. How you guys doing?
Wonderful.
I
thought the Mavs pressure was fun. Klay Thompson, it was great to hear him. Najee, Quentin Grimes. I mean, it's an exciting time as a Mavs fan. But, yeah, I'm getting pretty Rangers excited. Let's just keep the winning streak going. Now or never. You can sense a little sense of urgency. Offense is doing really well. The pitching continues to hang in there. So, hopefully we can get a sweep of these Halos, man.
Yeah, it's all good. And we're starting to see, too, you're getting out of that June content of football where there's nothing going on, and now you're getting lists of best rosters and stuff like that, things to debate, things to think about and stuff like that. So we're getting – once you get past the 4th of July, to me, I'm starting to think about football really full time. And I know we got the Rangers and the Mavs and all that stuff that, you know, that kind of can keep us going. But I'm starting to lock in on this football team.
Yeah, it's getting exciting. We're getting close enough.
Yeah, it's getting close. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a couple of weeks from Oxnard. Of course, Broad is going to be out there the whole time.
Whole time.
We're going to come home after a couple of weeks. He's going to stay there and grind out the entire camp and get us that inside word from the tennis courts throughout the duration.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that and appreciate the station allowing me to do that and broadcast from out there. And then the guys and gals at DallasCowboys.com, you know, I'll be in the complex there with the players and the staff and all that. And so it'll be like old times for me. But just to be out there full time and doing shows and, you know, having my eyes on the practice field and just trying to make our station a little bit better for what I see and pop on all the shows and give everybody a little bit more insight.
Did you guys happen to hear Antonio Daniels with the KMC Masterpiece today? He was on and talking about Najee Marshall from the Pelicans. And, you know, this is, you know, something we're going to play for you at 4 o'clock. But just if Mavs fans stick around for this, if, you know, you're already excited about Klay Thompson, you're wondering more. Antonio Daniels, the former NBA guard, he does the analyst work for the Pelicans on their local cable. And he's got a great perspective on the player. We'll do that in a rim session coming up at 4 o'clock. To start the show, though, let's hear from Dak Prescott talking about him being in that walking boot there on the vacay. Here's Dak.
Yeah, I'm great. Honestly, I'm getting older. It's the same ankle, right, that I snapped and had a nasty surgery on 4 years ago. So
A couple of hard days of training, and you get a little sore, and then you're going on a fishing trip, and you want to protect it and make sure that things don't get worse. So literally, it's absolutely nothing. That's why I said people are reaching, trying to make things that they aren't. I'm getting older, have to take care of my body, have to be smart, and if I can take precautions and lessening something by putting on a boot, I'm going to do it. And so sorry that it caused such a whirlwind.
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly what we thought, right? I mean, that confirms your report, Brian, soreness.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. I mean, I think this is probably something that we talked about yesterday. He's going to be dealing with. When you have an injury like that and a surgery like that, at some point there's going to be a little bit of soreness, and you just try and mitigate that as best as possible.
Yeah, the fact we know he's going to work hard, he's going to overdo it in a lot of ways. He's going to go throw at tight end schools and whatever schools he can go be a part of, and he's going to invite guys to come to the DAC yard and throw with him there. He's going to do a lot of dropbacks. He's going to do bag drills. And he's right. He's getting older. And, you know, it's funny that he brought up the fishing part. If you've ever done deep sea fishing, you're on your feet all day. And your feet get tired. Yeah. And you stand up. And, you know, maybe you sit down in the, you know, they have the captain's area where you can maybe sit down. But when you're hunting big fish, you're standing up all day. And so he was probably thinking like, all right, this thing's already sore a little bit. I'm about to be on a boat for about 8 to 10 hours fishing. So maybe I need to kind of get a little preventive medicine here. But yeah, he's right. He's getting older. He works really hard. And that thing is, as you say a lot of times, Dawson, it's not the same. It's not the same.
And I mean, so it's amazing that he's come back to the extent he has.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because that injury effectively ended Joe Theismann. Alex Smith was never close to the same.
Never.
You know, I would say my foot and ankle, I didn't snap it like that, but required full reconstruction. It's never been better than about 65%.
Yeah.
Dak looks like he's about 90% of the athlete that he was. And, you know, every now and then, as Brian pointed out, maybe a little overtraining going on, a little bit overdoing it.
He does that a lot.
Dak loves to work hard and play hard
from himself, right? Yeah. I mean, he's kind of one of those guys that constantly is going to be working. You know, when we get to camp, you'll see like Britt Brown and Jim Maurer and the trainers working with these guys. Like, they never have to worry about Dak. It's like Dak's putting in all the work. He's going with the extra mile to make sure he's getting back and ready to rock.
Well, it got to the point, too, where we had the report. I think Mike Bacsik was one of the first on it about the second surgery. Mm-hmm. When that all went down, there was a second surgery. And I'm probably going to get a text message here in the next couple of minutes talking about this. But Britt and Dak work extremely hard when they're together. And they push each other. And, you know, you probably had a little bit of a setback there. And they had to go correct something, clean something up, but hopefully got it back as good as new. But he's right. He's getting older, and it probably doesn't have the flexibility that it once had. And there's things that the soreness that he deals with, and you know, and hopefully he doesn't. You know, being on a fishing boat ain't gonna hurt him, and doing other things as long as we get to camp, and we're not missing days because of all of a sudden we have ankle sores. Hey, remember we were all standing out there when all of a sudden we had the thing going on in the shoulder.
Sure.
And everybody's like, oh, it's just a common kind of an injury. It's baseball pitchers have this and that and other. And then, you know, now you're figuring out that like, whoa, they're really kind of concerned about this thing. This wasn't something just that, you know, was just kind of comes and goes. This was something that they were honestly concerned about. So as long as Dak feels good about it, the staff feels good about it, we'll see what happens here in a couple of weeks.
He also talked, contract and said there's been talks, but the money's going to take care of itself. We'll talk about that a little bit more later on. But he does not sound at all like a guy who is concerned at all about his contract future with this team.
He shouldn't be.
He shouldn't be?
Well, I'm saying he shouldn't be concerned about his contract future. Maybe not with the doubt. I mean, maybe if you know, I think that there's going to be somebody out there that if it gets to free agency and they look at their quarterback situation and feel like this guy can do this for us and he is worth the money. Yes. I think that he is at peace with his situation. He's seen what the Cowboys have done, that he saw the number that his agent did on him the first time, got him back to the table quicker than we all even believed. You know, I wouldn't be concerned either. There's a history here. They are going to find ways to all of a sudden it's like, okay, we got to get this done. Boom, they get it done. But, you know, maybe for Dak, maybe it's not here. But I don't think he's concerned overall. I think he's like, hey, if it's here, great. If it's not here, I'll get paid somewhere else.
Yeah, the way that he says it, you know, just that the money is always taken care of itself. I just feel like maybe he put off the feeling to me anyway that it's kind of a foregone conclusion that a deal is going to get done one way or another. It's interesting though, because as you mentioned, if he does get to free agency, the offer is going to be so substantial from another prospective team.
Yeah, absolutely. The Cowboys, the thing that we have to look at is Dak does a really good job with his side hustles. You know, the sleep numbers and the yogurt and all the other things that he does, business. Will he have those same opportunities doing it when he...
I wouldn't want to leave. I don't want to uproot that's my what family. Saying. I don't want to go to saying. A different city. But his marketability is different.
His wife is Florida. Her whole family's in Florida there. If the Buccaneers call... All of a sudden, the Buccaneers say, "Hey, you know, we want you to come
down." Not Tampa, maybe Miami.
Orleans. Derek Carr doesn't work out this year. Do I want to go back to Louisiana?
There could be a there could be a time here where Dak Prescott is like, "Oh, this is all BS." Every day I wake up, I turn on the TV. They're talking about me throwing interceptions. They're talking about national shows. He goes, he's probably thinking, if I'm not the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
You get a lot less pressure, a lot less criticism, but a lot less opportunity as well. France has come out gangbusters with a lot of chances, and they just finished 1-0. They lead Spain here in the Euro semifinals, assuming that he was onside. Yes, he was.
Yep.
Rangers exploded for another 9 runs. They beat the Angels. Seager and Langford with 2-run bombskis. Seager with 17, and Wyatt now has 5 home runs. He's coming on strong. Just took him a while to get this big league situation figured out.
Heating up.
With Young getting healthy, Evan Carter maybe a month or so away. Maybe everything is coming back into focus at the perfect time. It'll be Scherzer against Contreras tonight as they will look for their 5th win in a row, Brian.
Yeah, and last night you talk about, you know, the runs that they have gotten a lot of 2-out hits. You know, they've been clutch with these 2-out hits. And so it's good. Last year, this time, we were all talking about it. The Rangers were never out of a game. They get down, they come back. You know, they find a way to score runs, put multiple runs on the board. But they as a lineup, they are starting to hit. And, you know, unfortunately, though, they're playing against the Angels, and that's good. Sometimes they don't play well against poor teams, but they need to sweep these guys because they need to take care of that. Because now, then you got the weekend series with the Astros. And that's going to tell you a lot going forward into the All-Star break.
5 for 9 with runners in scoring position. Yeah. You know, they cashed in when they needed to, and Nathaniel Lowe continues to swing the bat really, really well. Wyatt and Seager, of course. It's nice to see Marcus Semien. He got that day off. Now Semien at the leadoff spot. Couple RBIs, 2 for 4, drew a walk. I mean, it's really just that bottom third of your lineup. Last year we talked about that, how they were so good 7 through 9, and a lot of that has just not been there this year. Leody Taveras was a little bit better yesterday.
Garcia.
But they need to find a way to get Jonah Heim. Travis Jankowski was in. Yeah. You know, whoever they have DHing, right, and they drop into that spot. Maybe Josh Young comes back. They drop him towards the bottom of the lineup, try and generate some of that. But that's really kind of been the weak link, I think, big time for them this
year. They've done a good job and finding ways to get runners on base and then stealing, taking the extra base.
Been way more aggressive.
And then all of a sudden that extra base, that extra 90 feet, generates runs. It happened a couple times for him last night.
And they've got the speed to do it. I mean, when you got Wyatt, Marcus Semien can run a little bit. I mean, certainly Tavares, that's something to take advantage of. Base, Mayotte, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, great press conference today from Klay Thompson and the Dallas Mavericks. A lot of highlights here. Tim Cato of The Athletic, our friend that joined us yesterday, had a lot of great highlights. He says he's taking inspiration from a lot of past athletes, including Scottie Pippen, who, of course, left the Bulls at age 34 and still had several good seasons of high-level basketball remaining, made the conference finals with Portland and actually transitioned to point guard. But he says... He says, I've taken inspiration from past athletes, how their careers might have gone astray when they either left the team or joined a new team. Some guys thrive, and I look forward to just being rejuvenated here and playing. There's a lot of basketball left in the tank. I like the idea of getting rejuvenated, but one thing I remember about those years for Scottie Pippen is, you know, he was in and out of the lineup and almost always battling something. And, you know, I think this is going to be a key where you don't look to Klay Thompson to come out and try to dominate the regular season. You know, you want him fresh and healthy to be a, you know, a really good two-way player, maybe no longer an elite defender. But once you get to the playoffs, he gives you a chance of having that versatility and positional size, you know. And that I think ultimately is what the Celtics had that they were missing, guys that could play on a high level on both ends of the court. And, you know, it's crazy how difficult it is to find, you know, those combinations of guys and collect enough of them to push you over the top and win the championship. But it's great to know that now, you know, the Mavs have clarity on the kind of guys they need. We saw them fail, you know, to finish the job when it was Dorian Finney-Smith and Reggie Bullock. You talk about, you know, one-dimensional type players. And then, you know, ultimately it got you with Derrick Jones Jr. while you're looking across and you know, and seeing more versatile type players who can be both lockdown guys, not only make threes from the corner, but also put the ball in the court, pass at a high level. All those things, I believe, have to be present there for a championship team in this era. It might not necessarily be a championship era. It's a all of my guys have a very diverse skill set era, which makes us very, you know, tough to exploit and very difficult to defend. He says once he determined he would not return to the Warriors, his new home was obvious. He says it was attractive because of young players. When I'm watching the Mavs make their run, I saw myself fitting in really well in this team and their personnel. They look like they have fun playing with each other. They played for each other, and that was very attractive. That's really all I needed to see. There was a mutual interest here. And that is why I'm here. You've ultimately, I think, become, you know, a really desired destination because of your style of play. And yeah, I think that's definitely a testament to the system, the culture that Jason Kidd has built. You've seen, you know, Luka obviously be appreciated like never before, Nico. But, you know, also with Jason Kidd, Brian, I feel like we have one of the top coaches out there now.
Yeah, I mean, the run that they had through the West, you know, two out of the last 3 years. You know, he did it with a team that really just was basically Luka. And then now to get back, you know, and I believe he's got a general manager working for him that's not sitting back and just kind of feet up on desk. He's sleeves rolled up and he's thinking like, how do I make my team better? And I think new ownership really helps too. I think this new ownership group is going to be super aggressive in the way they approach, and I think they're going to allow their general manager to play the game that way.
One thing really cool about new ownership is they're usually willing to spend. They want in on the big game. They want to go get the championship and live that dream.
These Mark Cuban is a billionaire, not a billionaire like the group that bought this team.
I think they're the third wealthiest owners in all of the NBA right now. Yeah. So
that's
it's amazing when you have a GM that has a plan.
Yeah.
And Nico seems like he has a plan. I mean, when we talked with Tim Cato and he's already looking at, okay, what are my options if I lose Derrick Jones Jr. in free agency? How about this Najee Marshall guy?
Pivot, yeah.
Seems pretty good. Yeah. He's got that ready to rock. I think Klay was big on the relationships that he has, ties to Jason Kidd, Kyrie Irving. He talked about that. They came into the league together. They've played together on Team USA. And also, to your point, watching and seeing this team, they enjoy playing the game. They have fun together, looking like I can really help that winning foundation that Jason Kidd has built. So the Nico, the relationships, all of this, it's a great time to be a Mavericks fan. It's awesome to finally be able to win some of these free agent battles out there and not be like, oh, here's a swing and a miss.
Yeah.
You didn't end up landing any of these guys again.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of good stuff going on with this team, okay? The Rangers might as well. Four looking for five pregame tonight again at 8 o'clock as they'll take on the Angels. Let's talk some Cowboys, though, with interesting camp matchups coming to you next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 Through the Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spain has equalized. What an incredible effort. 1-1, 22nd minute of the Euro semis. Let's do some Cowboys. What's the most interesting matchup to you as we head into Oxnard? Segments brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com. Call 866-90-NATION. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. I didn't think of this one until I saw the article. This is your guy Dana Bartholomew over there blogging the boys. Number one, Dak versus Diggs. What was it that Diggs said last year that got everybody...
Oh, he called him the B word.
That's right.
Yeah.
He did. And Dak said, we all know I love to compete and talk trash. You have fun doing this. And that was a big deal. As far as the matchup, I guess it's just I'm more concerned with how Diggs is doing against the wide receivers.
I just want to make sure we're seeing Diggs at practice.
Bingo.
Right?
What's going on?
Yeah. This one is a working well, still ways to go. He might be standing over by us doing three live mics.
Oh, no.
With Britt Brown, people like that. You know,
September he was hurt?
Yeah, I think later than that. Was it, like 4 weeks in, 5 weeks in?
Season? It was like at the end of September, I want to say. I think he played the first three games.
Yeah. And they got hurt on a practice.
Yeah.
I would, Diggs versus Prescott. I would. Keep that one open right now.
And he is one of those guys, like we used to talk about Dez, that kind of like ups the tempo of practice. He will talk. He gets the, you know, the juices flowing a little bit, the competitive fire. Yeah. So it's fun seeing Diggs out there, but I do wonder how much we're going to see him do. I think their focus is make sure he's ready to go for week one.
That's exactly where I think we're at.
Okay. All right. That would be 10 months out. It was September 21st. Yeah. 10 months and 4 or 5 days to the first practice.
Three weeks.
Yeah. You know, some of those ACLs, they take 9-12 months. Yeah. It's just, you know, depends on...
Players are different.
Absolutely.
How they work.
Not everybody is that... Adrian Peterson. Oh, diligence?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's that too that can help you come back. All righty. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Matchup number two here. From Blogging the Boys, most interesting training camp matchups. The rookie offensive lineman versus Micah Parsons.
Ooh.
You'd be more looking at Tyler Guyton versus Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
But, you know, Cooper Beebe against his matchups, that's going to be fascinating as well to see how these guys can hold it down.
Okay, I'm going to throw something at you guys right now.
Okay.
Could we not get a really good read of the center position battle because the competition at tackle is not very good?
That is a fantastic question.
At defensive tackle?
And I think the answer would be yes. I think we're going to have a better evaluation of the game reps. I think they're going to have to give, if they really want a fair competition, they're going to have to split equally Hoffman and Beebe's reps against the starters of the opposing teams.
Yeah, that maybe that Osa is the only tackle right now worth his salt inside.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, center play looks much better than it really is,
right?
Because of competition not being as good at the tackle spot.
Not something I even considered, but you're 100% right on that. But Guyton, yeah, you're going to iron sharpens iron there. You're going to see Guyton go up against Lawrence and Micah. That's going to be a good test to build up that rookie left tackle.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how close he can be, you know, to good in pass protection, and if his youth and power is going to make him just a natural force in the running game. That would get me excited, you know. I think Dak can do a pretty good job at this stage in his career mitigating a little bit of pressure from the blind side, as long as he's not horrible.
Yeah.
But you get that big, strong guy out there in the running game, and you know, maybe you could open up stuff and have, you know, a running back by committee that could be productive. Yeah, Spain has done it again. 2-1. Yeah. What an incredible start here, 26th minute.
An own goal?
No, yeah, it was an own goal. It was a deflection off. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's trying to stop the cross, and it just went off the boot.
Oh, that's so unlucky.
French defender. Yeah, I think to me that when you start there might be ways that they try and protect Guyton a little bit in some of these drills. It's like, okay, do we want to, you know, McCarthy is not interested in embarrassing his players.
Yeah, I mean, you probably want to try and build up his confidence a little bit.
Yeah, so the one-on-one stuff where you will see Guyton will be in the teamwork stuff when they do team drills against each other. One-on-one, I'm sure there'll be some of that. But I don't know how much. Like, Jason Garrett was cool with the one-on-one stuff.
I remember the Tank versus Tyron when Tank was a rookie in 2014.
Remember Garrett always called out. He would take two guys and call them out in front of the team. I don't see that with McCarthy very much here. Maybe I shouldn't have complained so much about Garrett. You know, maybe the practice.
He was into the compete. I mean, and we've had some more. You're right though about Mike. Like he's focuses not on. I want to make sure everybody's getting out of practice healthy.
Yeah.
All things considered, though, McCarthy's better than my guy Garrett.
No question. But
winning games.
But when you start to talk about evaluating practices,
the competitive practices,
Practice. Garrett was interested in what you're talking about, that one-on-one stuff. McCarthy's more interested in let's just kind of find ways to not have all that happen.
But when they do the compete period 11-on-11,
yeah.
I mean they're not going to be able.
They can't hide
to save Guyton there. Yeah.
214 wants to know more about your Trayvon Diggs thing. He says if Broadus is going to infer that he's not working hard enough to get backed, why not completely come out and say it?
I just told you that there's some questions about him. There's some questions about him coming back early enough. I mean, he's working right now, but I was told there's a ways to go.
Yeah.
So that's not inferring at all. Yeah, I told you what was going on.
Right. Every player, Dak's going to go the extra mile. Not every player is going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the third matchup to keep an eye on. I don't know, Brian, maybe you have some matchups you're excited about you'd like to share with the audience, but Deuce Vaughn versus Jordan Lewis is the third one that Blog and the Boys went with there.
Okay. This is where I think my matchup, when you start to talk about the littles being Vaughn and the littles being Turpin.
Mm-hmm.
They're the littles.
The littles are going to have to figure out something here because one of the littles is going to be a weapon. And they're going to use him as a weapon. So I'm not looking at defense versus offense. I'm looking at positions within. Like, how are they going to find ways to get Turpin involved in the receiving game, which they have? How are they going to get Vaughn involved in the receiving game, which they have? They've moved him out of the backfield. They put him in slot. He even told us after a practice that he's been watching Phil McCole Beasley play in slot.
He did.
They're thinking about him as a potential slot player. So I think the matchup is more about the littles going against each other than offense defense.
Hmm. Yeah, Cole Beasley, a guy, if you could emulate his game on the field, you're going to get yourself open. You know, maybe just not off the field.
Yeah.
You know, Twitter might end up offending some people. Okay, it's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather round. What do we have here? This will be day number 3 for our G-Bag of the Day winner, Texas Rangers first baseman and Gilly the Kid's doppelganger, Nathaniel Lowe. Eric has a little troll question that he asked to the Rangers alumni. players, anybody associated with the Rangers, Eric is going to troll you with this question. And my man, Nathaniel Lowe, he got it.
I have a 3-second clip of your podcast partner, Jared Sandler, giving some analysis about one of your teammates, okay? I want you to guess which teammate Jared is talking about here. Is that cool with you?
All right, let me have the clip. You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive. Is he talking about Wyatt?
Yes! Wow!
Nathaniel,
no hesitation, man. Yes. He nailed
no hezzy. No hezzy. That's a guy who knows his teammates.
Yes.
Nice work.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. No way, guys. You're pulling my leg.
Come on.
Seems like a character that should be on the movie Super Troopers.
Yes. You know, he's got the stash right for it.
Yeah. Car Ramrod.
Let's see. Okay. How about this? A man moves into a new neighborhood, and we have a nosy neighbor that drops some rules on him.
Ooh.
Via the doorbell cam.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Got some rules for you, buddy.
The new neighbor, isn't it?
Yeah, hi.
Now, let me tell you the way you should behave in this neighborhood. I'm 35 years here in this neighborhood, and I can't have any changes, right? Rule one.
Sorry.
You can't have guests more than 3 people at one time. Only 3. And quiet.
You're quiet.
Okay?
You're 3. This is my house.
Yeah, this is your house. But your house is in my neighborhood.
How about that?
And I live here for 35 years. And I'm not going to have all kinds of people coming to this place to change the rules. You can't. Another thing. You cannot have sex with anybody here because I can hear everything. If you're having sex with any woman, I can hear it and I will come and knock on your door. Okay?
How about another man?
And no barbecue in the garden. No barbecue in the garden. Oh. No party.
Well, just excuse me, what house do you live in again?
Just next door to you.
Okay.
Well, and from my window, I can see everything you do.
Oh,
okay. I even have like, I can look and I can see everything you do.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Really wish you'd come by when I was checking out the place.
Yeah, this is the same, man. I signed the paperwork and everything. I'm holding this big, dumb key in front of me on my Instagram. I'm like, hey, that's my new place.
The real estate agent smiling. You don't know what you got yourself into.
You got the sold sign. You're holding it up.
God, you bought this place off the market.
I got this on a bargain, bro. You have no idea, man. God just basically gave it to me.
He only lived there 3 months.
Hey. All right, let's see. This is not one. I like this. Hold up right here. I like the filter on the voice.
Yeah.
Never could believe the things you do to me.
Let's go, bro.
Never could believe.
Bro, that jams.
I see everything.
Yeah, that jams.
Everything you're doing.
All right, let's see here. Let's go to Korean baseball.
Oh.
There was a bunt home run.
What?
What?
That is some Little League stuff right there.
I was about to say, is this Little League Korean baseball?
Little League stuff.
It's incredible.
A whole bunt home run, or as they say, it was a single and 3 errors. but they got excited.
자, 그리고 스퀴즈 헌트브 바로 깍두기 빠졌어 잡지 못하면서 3루까지 주자 3루 알면서 다시 홈으로 뛰어드는데 장기천구가 홈런을 했어요. 다시 홈으로 들어옵니다. 이게 웬일이에요. 면서 3루 1루 자 그리고 스퀴즈 헌트브 바로 깍두기 빠졌어요. 잡지 못하면서
All right, I need you.
Okay, you can tell every bad throw.
Yes.
With the guy in the back. Oh,
You're blowing it. let's go to comedian Lavelle Crawford. He's been in this building before. In fact, when he was here, he just drug the building manager through the mud. Just
She was being curious. She wanted to know who he was because everybody's walking up to him and like wanted photos and an autograph or something like that. So she walked up to him like, "Who are you?" And he got to ripping her. "Don't worry about who I am." It was great. Leave comedians alone, people. Leave them alone. But Lavelle Crawford right here, he's on Club Shay Shay. Hey, girl, how you doing? And he tells us, gives a little quick story about what motivated him to lose weight. And shout out to that, because remember when I came in here and said I was 240?
Yeah.
Your boy's 233 right now.
There you go.
That was like 2 weeks ago, bro.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
I was getting scared for a second. I'm doing all this cardio and I'm gaining weight, lifting all these weights and I'm gaining weight. Come on, bro. But now it's starting to level out.
Is Zampic for animals? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that dog Zampic is what I'm taking.
Medicine.
Yeah.
Move over, Duke.
Give me this. Give me that. I said, I'm feeding a dog tonight. here goes Lavelle Crawford telling that story, what motivated him.
Back in the day, Southwest used to kick you off when they, you know, when you took up more than one seat.
Really?
Oh, man. Really? I was on that one time, man, and I had bought my ticket, and the lady said, "Sir, we're going to have to remove you from this flight and put you on a later flight because we ain't got no room." And I was just like, "But I got to get home." And I was trying to be nice.
Right.
And the lady said, "Sir, you have to go." Oh, she got real belligerent. "You have to go. You're taking up space." And I said, and I looked at the people looked down like they made like I was a criminal or something. And I walked off the plane and I heard him applaud, like, "Thank God you got his fat ass off this plane." And I said, that was one of those defining moments, right, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Not the clapping, bro. Excuse me.
Bumping in everybody down the aisle.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry about that. Excuse me.
Those are anxious moments when a large gentleman starts moseying down that.
Oh.
You know, when you're not with family.
Yeah.
Oh, and you got the window seat, and then there's the one next to you is just wide open. Oh,
Southwest Airlines.
Yeah,
you're wide open seating.
Yeah, you're like, no. Trying to intimidate him with some eye contact.
Start just violently coughing.
Nah, doctor said I'm being weak.
Act like you're dropping bombs in your seat.
Yeah. One cheek up.
Is it our champ, Nathaniel Lowe, Rangers first baseman, looking for three right here? Do you have the 35-year neighborhood veteran laying down the law? The bunt home run? Or the comedian Lavelle Crawford with quite a catalyst story there. I'm going to go with the bunt home run myself, Lucius. Yeah. How about you?
Texas Rangers first baseman, Nathaniel Lowe.
Wolchuk?
I think I'm going to go with the that neighbor.
We're tied at one, Brian.
Nosy neighbor.
By a score of 2-1.
No more nosy-ass neighbor.
Your new G-Bag Today champion. It's the nosy neighbor. 35 years there. She feels like she lays down the law. Brian, where are we going next?
Yeah, I tell you what, somebody's ranked your roster. Do you make the cut? We'll do that next.
Thank you, Lucius. It's time now for Brian Broaddus and Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Hey, by the way, I had a great time yesterday with you guys over there at Moxie's. That was fun.
It really was.
Folks were nice. Stella was really nice.
We survived, man.
That
we
was
did.
Good, man. How about that?
Quite a hangout.
That was good hangout. And those the hot ones thing. I thought I was going to feel that going home.
I did too.
I didn't.
Stomach was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was about 30 minutes of, there was a little rough patch there after we went with the number nine kind of set me over the top. Sweating going on.
I kind of feel like you could take those hot ones sauces and cut them with other things and make it like the wings that they do. I was thinking about taking that number 8, which was kind of, it wasn't the ghost pepper one or anything like that. It was kind of,
that was the bomb, I believe.
The bomb was what it called, but cutting that with some cocktail sauce for oysters and things.
Good idea.
Man, that'd be nice for sure. But thanks again to everybody that came out and got him a glass and all. A beautiful glass too.
Thanks to Stella.
Stella was great. Real quick, too, do you guys pay attention when you get on your phone a notice for air quality problems in the city?
I think it's interesting, but I don't think change my behaviors in any way.
Like when they say there's like an ozone alert, like till like you have an ozone alert until 5 o'clock tomorrow. Do you need to
put sunscreen on?
No, like you can't breathe.
Oh, I'm not worried about it.
Not worried about that at all.
Nah.
High pollution, ozone problems, all that stuff.
Got my heart and body scan yesterday from Advanced Body Scan. I'm feeling like I'm in the top of the world.
Yeah, you're like, nothing's going to bring me down.
I'm good.
Maybe when Eliza starts to get a little bit older,
yeah,
and she's outside more,
yeah,
I will pay attention to that a little bit more. But right now, I mean, she's not doing much. I mean, she's staying inside. So
what I go by is, you know, once you're above 95 and it starts to get muggy, then I feel like I have to drink a lot of water, and it has to be good water, you know?
See, I think the whole thing about, I pay attention because it's the air quality. And I'm always worried, like, okay, what am I breathing today?
I just figure it's so rare. Like, that's a Los Angeles thing. It just doesn't happen very often here, where the air settles enough for the pollution and the humidity and everything to stack up.
Yeah. Well, I got a notice on my phone.
We got it today?
Yeah, I just got a notice on my phone.
See, it feels nice. You know, I was out earlier today in the pool. It was a nice day.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice Lucius, you worry about that stuff? You worry about air quality? You're kind of a health conscious guy.
No, not really.
Really?
Nah, not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, not here. There's just not enough going on for me.
All right. I thought.
All right.
Maybe I'm the guy. Maybe I'm the guy that's always.
I mean, you are out there walking every day.
Yeah, I know, but
outside in the elements.
In the elements. All right.
And you've passed out before.
I did pass out.
So I mean,
I'm lucky somebody didn't run over me in their car.
Have you been going down the rabbit hole on YouTube with, like, chemtrails and stuff?
It's in the air!
Dude, you don't know what they're seeding in there.
It's that Chernobyl, that circle back and watch. Like, well, what's the government doing to me now?
I have my own air pollution, too.
It's facts there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great. All right, ESPN, I don't know if you guys seen it. They ranked the 2024 NFL rosters.
Oh.
And the best projected lineups. Do you guys feel like, how do you feel going into camp about your roster?
About 16th in the NFL.
You don't feel, you feel like it went from maybe being a ninth best roster to being the 16th best roster?
Yeah. Comfortably top 10 to very average.
Yes, I think you're in the middle of the pack right now because you just have glaring questions at very important positions. Who's your starting left tackle? Mm. Who's your starting center? Mm. Linebacker's been a complete overhaul. Do you have a one technique, right? Yeah. You lost a lot of depth when it comes to... I mean, the depth is definitely not as good as it was a year ago at corner, at defensive end. So, yeah, I think you've got some positions that are really strong. But I think you're a little top-heavy this year compared to last year.
I always wonder this, too, about, because we live with this team every day on this stuff. Do national guys and gals, are they always going to overrate the Cowboys where we try and take more of an approach of, wait a minute, you guys are giving this guy a little too much credit here.
I think they're going to try to hot take it, you know, if at all possible. And they're not going to dig deep. They don't understand why the depth is a serious problem here.
Absolutely. I think that they live off the assumption that the Cowboys have a good offensive line and that absolutely, that they're going to.
And Dak and Micah, and they're good, right?
Yeah.
Tank's still there.
Absolutely. Jake Ferguson.
Diggs is healthy.
Yeah. They just think, okay, they're good. You got Diggs and Land. Like, they're not even factoring in Diggs coming back from injury. They're just looking at the depth chart like, oh, Diggs and Bland?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's amazing.
And every one of us is terrified that every player that's come back from a knee injury has taken 5 to 6 weeks to get back to being themselves. Yeah. I like what
Gallup
you guys
never
are,
did.
Yeah. I like what you're saying there. ESPN, they asked their analyst, Mike Clay, Aaron, is it Schatz? Is it Aaron Schatz?
Schatz. But, I mean, hey. Teach his own.
Schatz? Is how you say it?
Yeah, Schatz.
And Seth Walder. They ranked every NFL lineup. In the combination of their rankings, they came up with a final list for the league. I'll run through these, and you tell me what you think. Tell me if you'd rather, if they've got this right. They got the San Francisco 49ers rosters being the best one.
It's tough to argue.
I feel like that every bit of information I've seen the June, you know, when we start to do rankings of positional stuff, I kind of feel like San Francisco is the top of this list on every single group.
Yeah, it's a dominant team. I was surprised they went through that little skid last year without Debo. I mean, that kind of changed them. I think without McCaffrey, they're vulnerable to like losing one player and it totally changing how they are. But when healthy, I didn't see anything, you know, as dominant in all of last year. I think only Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl you know, is what it took to undo them.
Man, they list the 49ers as the with their offensive skill with McCaffrey, Ayuk, Samuel, Kittle, and then they add Ricky Pearsall, who I absolutely love from Florida.
Mm-hmm. And Juwan probably going to take Ayuk off that, right? He's going to be gone before camp starts.
I think he's going to end up being on the team this year.
He seems to think he's going to be back. Remember they asked him that question in a podcast?
I mean, unless some team just wants to overpay right now, it just doesn't seem like they're going to move him.
They think the biggest weakness for the 49ers is their offensive line.
Yeah, outside of Trent Williams, it is kind of just a group of guys, you know, that are they play okay. They do well in the system.
Kansas City's number two. Their biggest strength is their quarterback. Their biggest weakness is offensive tackle, according to this group that's rating these guys.
I think they're banking on Wanye Morris, the Oklahoma tackle, to slide over and be their new starter. That's a gamble.
Yeah, they are. You're absolutely right about that. Number three would be the Baltimore Ravens. Biggest strength, they think, is their safeties. Kyle Hamilton, Marcus Williams, those guys.
Yeah.
The biggest weakness is their guard. Why is all these teams' biggest weakness offensive line? Maybe the Cowboys don't have a weak offensive line.
That's when you tough. Start to, I think that's probably been when you talk about the air raid taking over.
Yeah.
I think that the offensive line play certainly has dipped.
The New York Jets have the fourth best roster, according to this crew.
Wow.
The strength is their cornerbacks. Cornerbacks. Sure. Biggest weakness is at safety, is what they're saying. Watching their tape, I think that's kind of a truth. Last year, getting ready for that game. At number five is the Detroit Lions. I kind of feel like the Lions have a top three roster myself.
I think the Lions are competing with the Niners for maybe best roster in the league. And I think the Texans are starting to get up there too.
They say their biggest strength is their offensive line. The biggest weakness is their safety. I think their safeties are damn good, to be honest with you.
You can move Brian Branch now to safety with the addition of Arnold.
Nickel.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh. I don't think that's a weakness at all. At number six is your Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
The biggest strength, they say, are the edge rushers. One of the league's top defenders in Micah Parsons has led the position pass rush win rate each of the past three seasons. In fact, since Parsons arrived in 2021, Dallas sits first in pass rush wins, 809, and fifth in sacks, 3.0 behind first. They talk about Lawrence hasn't, he's older, but he hadn't lost a step. They say their biggest weakness is running back.
Yeah.
He says there wasn't a tough choice for a pretty good Dallas roster, but clearly decided the running back is not important to them right now. Out is Tony Pollard and soon to be 29-year-old Ezekiel Elliott as the lead back. He's a franchise legend, but he no more has the football equivalent of an innings eater at this point in his career. They're talking about the X factor for this team, and they say the X factors would be Tyler Guyton and Cooper Beebe. We've talked about that a bunch.
Agreed, yeah.
Non-starter to know, DeMarvian Overshown. So they're talking about him, and he says, don't be surprised if he's getting snaps ahead of Damone Clark by midseason. I think it's sooner than that. I don't think Clark has the instincts. I think Overshown's a better athlete. I think Overshown, and I think Clark's a good athlete, but I think that Zimmer is going to play guys that know what the hell they're doing.
And the speed is rare with
the
Overshown.
I think when you watch Clark play, he's going to watch that tape. And there's going to be some questions about his instincts there.
You find answers, though, at linebacker and then with those rookie offensive linemen. And I think we could be reevaluating how cynical we are, but that's just a lot of young guys to depend on.
Yeah. Well, they had Dallas as the sixth. So
right
you think fair or not fair there?
I think they're a little high.
Yeah, that's overrating them.
Yeah, I think you both said they were mid-pack right now, right?
Yes, sir.
There you go. All right, thanks, guys.
A 16-year-old scored for Spain. They lead France 2-1 at half. And by the way, Brian, I'm with you. I'd rather swim in the water than be in that no AC room.
You'd
for
swim
a month.
In the pool water?
You swim in the pool water?
I would.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I believe in the immunity, you know, in your immune system.
Well, with that scan, I believe it now. You're like, I can deal with the poo water.
Yeah, sure.
Bring it on.
NFL News of the Day coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
Do you like this idea for an 18-game schedule? We got name changes in the Super Bowl halftime rumor. Do you like it? That's next in the nation.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thank you, Lucius. It's time now for Brian Broaddus in Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Hey, by the way, I had a great time yesterday with you guys over there at Moxie's. That was fun.
It really was.
Folks were nice. Stella was really nice.
We survived, man.
That
we
was
did
good,
it.
Man. How about that?
Quite a hangout.
That was a good hangout. And those
the
hot ones thing. I thought I was going to feel that going home.
I did too.
I didn't.
Stomach was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was about 30 minutes of, there was a little rough patch there after we went with the nine. The number nine kind of set me over the top. A little sweating going on.
I kind of feel like you could take those hot ones sauces and cut them with other things and make it like the wings that they do. I was thinking about taking that number 8, which was kind of, it wasn't the ghost pepper one or anything like that. It was kind of,
that was the bomb, I believe.
The bomb was what it called, but cutting that with some cocktail sauce for oysters and things.
Good idea.
Man, that'd be nice. That'd be nice for sure. But thanks again to everybody that came out and got him a glass and all. Beautiful glass too.
Thanks to Stella.
Stella was great. Real quick, too, do you guys pay attention when you get on your phone a notice for air quality problems in the city?
I think it's interesting, but I don't think change my behaviors in any way.
Like when they say there's like an ozone alert, have an ozone alert until 5 o'clock tomorrow. Do you need to put
sunscreen on?
No, like you can't breathe.
Oh, I'm not worried about it.
Not worried about that at all.
Nah.
High pollution, ozone problems, all that stuff.
Got my heart and body scan yesterday from Advanced Body Scan. I'm feeling like I'm in the top of the world.
Yeah, you're like, nothing's going to bring me down.
I'm good.
Maybe when Eliza starts to get a little bit older,
and
she's outside more,
I
will pay attention to that a little bit more. But right now, I mean, she's not doing much. I mean, she's staying inside. So
what I go by is, you know, once you're above 95 and it starts to get muggy, then I feel like I have to drink a lot of water and it has to be good water. You know,
see, I think the whole thing about I pay attention because it's the air quality, and I'm always worried like, okay, what am I breathing today?
I just figure it's so rare. Like that's a Los Angeles thing. It just doesn't happen very often here where the air settles enough for the pollution and the humidity and everything to stack up.
Yeah. Well, I got a notice on my phone.
We got it today.
Yeah. I just got a notice on my phone.
See, it feels nice. You know, I was out earlier today in the pool. Nice day.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice Lucius, you worry about that stuff? You worry about air quality? You're kind of a health conscious guy.
No, not really.
Really?
Nah, not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, not here. There's just not enough going on for me.
All right. I thought.
All right.
Maybe I'm the guy. Maybe I'm the guy that's always.
I mean, you are out there walking every day.
Yeah, I know, but
outside in the elements.
In the elements. All right.
And you've passed out before.
I did pass out.
So, I mean,
I'm lucky somebody didn't run over me in their car.
Have you been going down the rabbit hole on YouTube with, like, chemtrails and stuff?
It's in the air!
Dude, you don't know what they're seeding in there.
It's that Chernobyl, that circle back and watch. Like, well, what's the government doing to me now?
Yeah. I have my own air pollution, too.
It's facts there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great. All right, ESPN, I don't know if you guys seen it. They ranked the 2024 NFL rosters.
Oh,
and the best projected lineups. Do you guys feel like how do you feel going into camp about your roster?
About 16th in the NFL.
You don't feel. You feel like it went from maybe being a ninth best roster to being the 16th best roster?
Yeah. Comfortably top 10 to very average.
Yes, I think you're in the middle of the pack right now because you just have glaring questions at very important positions. Who's your starting left tackle? Mm. Who's your starting center? Mm. Linebacker's been a complete overhaul. Do you have a one technique, right? Yeah. You lost a lot of depth when it comes to... I mean, the depth is definitely not as good as it was a year ago at corner, at defensive end. So, yeah, I think you've got some positions that are really strong, but I think you're a little top-heavy this year compared to last year.
I always wonder this, too, about... because we live with this team every day on this stuff. Do national guys and gals, are they always going to overrate the Cowboys where we try and take more of an approach of, wait a minute, you guys are giving this guy a little too much credit here?
I think they're going to try to hot take it, you know, if at all possible. And they're not going to dig deep. They don't understand why the depth is a serious problem here.
Absolutely. I think that they live off the assumption that the Cowboys have a good offensive line. And that absolutely, that they're CD going to
and Dak and Micah, and they're good, right?
Yeah.
Tank's still there.
Yeah, absolutely. Jake Ferguson.
Diggs is healthy.
Yeah. They just think, okay, they're good. You got Diggs and Land. Like, they're not even factoring in Diggs coming back from injury. They're just looking at the depth chart like, oh, Diggs and Bland?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that's amazing.
And every one of us is terrified that every player that's come back from a knee injury is taking 5 to 6 weeks to get back to being themselves. Yeah, I like what
Gallup
you guys
never did.
Yeah, I like what you're saying there. ESPN, they asked their analyst, Mike Clay, Aaron, is it Schatz? Is it Aaron Schatz?
Schatz.
Schatz?
But, I mean, hey, to each his own.
Schatz? Is how you say it?
Yeah, Schatz.
And Seth Walder. They ranked every NFL lineup. In the combination of their rankings, they came up with a final list for the league. I'll run through these, and you tell me what you think. Tell me if you'd rather, if they've got this right. They got the San Francisco 49ers rosters being the best one.
It's tough to argue.
I feel like that every bit of information I've seen the June, you know, when we start to do rankings of positional stuff, I kind of feel like San Francisco is the top of this list on every single group.
Yeah, it's a dominant team. I was surprised they went through that little skid last year without Debo. I mean, that kind of changed them. I think without McCaffrey, they're vulnerable to like losing one player and it totally changing how they are. But when healthy, I didn't see anything, you know, as dominant in all of last year. I think only Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, you know, is what it took to undo them.
Man, they list the 49ers as with their offensive skill with McCaffrey, Ayuk, Samuel, Kittle, and then they add Ricky Pearsall, who I absolutely love from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And
probably going to take Ayuk off that, right? He's going to be gone before camp starts.
I think he's going to end up being on the team this year.
He seems to think he's going to be back. Remember they asked him that question in a podcast?
I mean, unless some team just wants to overpay right now, it just doesn't seem like they're going to move him.
They think the biggest weakness for the 49ers is their offensive line.
Yeah, outside of Trent Williams, it is kind of just a group of guys, you know, that are they play okay. They do well in the system.
Kansas City's number two. Their biggest strength is their quarterback. Their biggest weakness is offensive tackle, according to this group that's rating these guys.
I think they're banking on Wanye Morris, the Oklahoma tackle, to slide over and be their new starter. That's a gamble.
Yeah, they are. They are. You're absolutely right about that. Number three would be the Baltimore Ravens. Biggest strength they think is their safeties. Kyle Hamilton, Marcus Williams, those guys.
Yeah.
The biggest weakness is their guard. Why is all these teams' biggest weakness offensive line? Maybe the Cowboys don't have a weak offensive line.
I think that that's probably been when you talk about the air raid taking over.
Yeah.
I think that, that the offensive line play certainly has dipped.
The New York Jets have the fourth best roster according to this crew.
Wow.
The strength is their cornerbacks. Cornerbacks. Sure. Biggest weakness is at safety is what they're saying. Watching their tape, I think that's kind of a truth. Last year, getting ready for that game. At number five is the Detroit Lions. I kind of feel like the Lions have a top three roster myself.
I think the Lions are competing with the Niners for maybe best roster in the league. And I think the Texans are starting to get up there too.
They say their biggest strength is their offensive line. The biggest weakness is their safety. I think their safeties are damn good, to be honest
with
you.
You can move Brian Branch now to safety with the addition of Arnold.
Nickel.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh. I don't think that's a weakness at all. At number six is your Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
The biggest strength they say are the edge rushers. One of the league's top defenders in Micah Parsons has led the position in pass rush win rate each of the past three seasons. In fact, since Parsons arrived in 2021, Dallas sits first in pass rush wins, 809, and fifth in sacks, 3.0 behind first. They talk about Lawrence hasn't, he's older, but he hadn't lost a step. They say their biggest weakness is running back.
Yeah.
He says there wasn't a tough choice for a pretty good Dallas rusher, but clearly decided the running back is not important to them right now. Out is Tony Pollard, and soon to be 29-year-old Ezekiel Elliott as the lead back. He's a franchise legend, but he no more has the football equivalent of an innings eater at this point in his career. They're talking about the X factor for this team, and they say the X factors would be Tyler Guyton and Cooper Beebe. We've talked about that a bunch.
Agreed, yeah.
Non-starter to know, DeMarvian Overshown. So they're talking about him, and he says, don't be surprised if he's getting snaps ahead of Damone Clark by midseason. I think it's sooner than that. I don't think Clark has the instincts. I think Overshown's a better athlete. I think Overshown, and I think Clark's a good athlete, but I think that Zimmer is going to play guys that know what the hell they're doing.
And the speed is rare with
the
Overshown.
When you watch Clark play, he's going to watch that tape. And there's going to be some questions about his instincts there.
You find answers, though, at linebacker and then with those rookie offensive linemen. And I think we could be reevaluating how cynical we are. But that's just a lot of young guys to depend on.
Yeah. Well, they had
proven.
They had Dallas as the sixth. So
right,
you think fair or not fair there?
I think they're a little high.
Yeah, that's overrating them.
Yeah, I think you both said they were mid-pack right now, right?
Yes, sir.
There you go. All right, thanks, guys.
A 16-year-old scored for Spain. They lead France 2-1 at half. And by the way, Brian, I'm with you. I'd rather swim in the water than be in that no AC room.
You'd
for
swim
a
in
month.
The pool water?
You swim in the pool water?
I would.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I believe in the immunity, in your immune system.
Well, with that scan, I believe it now. You're like, I can deal with the poo water.
Yeah, sure.
Bring it on.
NFL News of the Day coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
Do you like this idea for an 18-game schedule? We got name changes in the Super Bowl halftime rumor. Do you like it? That's next in the nation.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.